Forgotten Tales of Ostrica by Paul Strivery. The book. Introduction. An age when the Ostricans had forgotten who they were, our lands had been struck with the most derisive and abject evil that the darkest of dark forces could have ever conceived. Our noble and prosperous land of Ostrico, the sacred kingdom, heir to Taklodar's wisdom and the Golden Deer's greatness, has fallen prey to the vilest and darkest of evils. The Baladuns of Urudai have plagued the land of wickedness. The shape-shifting forces of evil have sought to destroy every last remaining thing in Ostrico that represents beauty, truth, and goodness. Our warriors have fallen before the hordes of sorcery. Diseases have spread like wildfire, and the people are dying by the thousands. Half-burnt, tormented figures rise from the ashes of destruction, screaming and writhing in never-ceasing pain. All hope has been lost. The spirits of nature have fled. All towns have been razed to the ground, and our shamans have had their beards cut. Our temples have had their sanctity destroyed, and all those who opposed the hordes of Urudai have had their heads cut, or else sold into slavery. A temple tucked away in the mountains, the remaining few resistant warriors have sought the scrolls of the past. These few warriors are the last hope of our people's salvation. Whereas Urgandur, chief of Urudai's Baladuns, has nearly taken control of everything, we, as the last bastion of Ostrico, have unearthed the scrolls of the past. These tales of old, long-lost legends of Ostrican glory have brought back hope, and before the end comes, we have entrusted the remaining few to spread the word of a once prosperous kingdom. Until then, the last of the Ostrocans shall wield their sabers, descend from the mountains, and shout the battle cry of old. They shall then meet the forces of evil for the last battle of Ostrico, as was destined by the prophecies of old. Blessed, remembered, and victorious they shall be. Ostrico shall rise out of the ashes once more, and until then we have decided to let the world know and learn and read of the forgotten tales and long-lost legends of Ostrico. Iridai Mbandaror Altumsturai.